Lord God, holy and mighty, holy and immortal, holy and most merciful Saviour, deliver us from the bitter pains of eternal death.
The Brothers Wilmer by Tony Dennis, with David Harwood as Lloyd and Clarence Smith as Alex.
In our last hour, let us not fall away from you. We have entrusted our brother Alex Wilmer to God's merciful keeping, and we now commit his body to the ground, earth to earth, ashes to ashes, dust to dust, in sure and certain hope of the resurrection to eternal life.
I still
for
can't
our
forgive
Lord
him.
Jesus Christ, who died, was buried, and rose again.
Nothing to
for
forgive.
Us.
After what
to
he
him
did.
Be glory
to you.
I'm still here. Why don't you go on? I'll be along in a minute.
Will he be all right?
Yes.
Don't be longer.
Well, Alex, you chased that dream all the way. Never lost sight of it for a second. You cut me loose so long ago for not giving it my fullest attention. But we were there together at the beginning.
Careful, no man. Otherwise, I'll take it out of your pay. You want that?
Sorry, Captain Wilmer, sir.
Damn idiot. Could have killed somebody. You all right, Lloyd?
I think so.
Could do with another pair of hands, really. What's keeping Alex?
He went to collect his new sacks. Man, it's the sweetest thing.
You fellows think music is everything, but you can't eat it. Morning, Mr. Issa.
Morning, Captain Wilmer. Fine day ahead of us, eh?
And a hot one it's going to be these days.
Almost ready, I see. Need to get these provisions down south.
We'll be on the way, Nana. And providing no lousy U-boats creep up on us out there, your merchandise will
look,
get...
Look, the rate you charge, man, I'm not interested in any excuses about Germans.
It's dangerous out there, Mr. Issa.
Look, as long as the fools in Europe continue to kill one another, the gain will continue to outweigh the danger, eh? I hope the war in Europe carries on for a while longer. Because my daughter Leah is getting married. Her mother wants her to have a big wedding.
Congratulations, man. Who's the lucky boy?
One of the Matalans.
Well, well.
Alex, man, come here. What took you so long?
It's so real sweet, man.
Where have you been all morning, boy?
Sorry, Dad. There wasn't a bus full of no money just now.
How's the music, boys? Still playing trumpet, Lloyd?
Still playing, sir. It's in the blood. You know, there's nothing more beautiful
than song.
That
boy's a damn fool.
Well, I think I might have a musical engagement for you fellas. June 20th. My daughter Leah's getting married.
Leah?
Don't sound so surprised, boy. Happens to all of us in here.
Leah. Oh, the pretty one. Yes, she's getting married.
Lloyd, go and do some work, no? That includes you too, Alex.
Yes, sir. Yeah, we'll be there, sir. We'll be there, sir. You can't count on it. Next stop, straight after that, in New York, Apollo. Yes, I can see it now. There'll be some big, sharp people at that wedding, you know.
Yeah, some pretty ugly people there, too.
What's the matter with you, man? We play good. We could get ourselves a spot down in town. We just need the right break. Only takes the right one to hear us play on me on the way. Mr. Issa knows a lot of important people. We're firing now.
Firing?
Yes.
Just sat here on this rusty old tub firing. Yeah.
What's the matter with you, man? You know what? You is my brother, yeah? But you is one pretty grumpy man. You know that? Grumpy as hell.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You should rest, my man.
All right, all right. I'll tell you something, though. You're sure about one thing.
What?
That guy, Matalan?
Mm-hmm.
He ugly. The ugliest man in the whole of Jamaica.
She's a beauty.
Looks like a troop ship.
Sure is. Yankee color too. Business will be good for the girls and the kid tonight.
Must be all of 150,000 tons. Look how she sits in the water. Proud, solid, indomitable. Her only master is the sea. Marcus Garvey was the only black man who understood the Jamaicans were first and last Africans.
Truly, truly.
Listen,
truly.
Speak for yourself, man. My people come from all over. Scotland, Cuba, in Palestine.
That explains why you're so damn confused about everything.
Stop holding the rum, no man.
Why? I know you don't care to hear it, Captain. But those boys can really play. Nice like spice. Hit it!
Nice. A hymn or a Christmas carol is nice. This is pepper sauce, fella.
All the way, man. All the way. Pure pepper sauce. That would save it. We need to be firing when we see Sonny later.
Don't worry, I'll be there.
This place is buzzing tonight.
You see Sonny Charles over there?
Hey.
But you must respect this place, or I'll have my boys throw yours on your head. Right?
Mr. Charles, sir, remember me?
Lloyd, right?
Yes, sir. And this is my brother Alex.
How you doing, sir?
He's really mean on the sax. Remember I told you about you? And this is Rick.
What?
Rick, the devil himself on the drums. And Caesar, we call him Fingers.
Well, pleased to meet you, fellas. Well, I'm not sure about tonight, you know. These boys are sailing for Europe tomorrow. And, well, most of them are frightened and won't be coming back. Like, I'm kind of wild, you know. Maybe another time.
No, we played worse places, sir.
Yes, much worse, you know. You wouldn't believe it.
We have an exciting local band for you tonight. Wilmer's Hot Peppers, with Lloyd Wilmer on trumpet, Alan Wilmer on sax,
Alex,
Rick on drums.
Him got my name wrong. Right.
Forget it, man. He'll remember next time.
Get yours right now.
How about a big hand for them now?
Come on, man.
Around 10 degrees, Alex.
Aye, Captain.
I make seamen of you yet. The two of you doing fine. When you can stop playing that damn music long enough.
Mom wanted us to play. She didn't like the sea.
She was afraid of the sea. And being afraid of the sea is like being afraid of life. Your mother wanted you to be a doctor. Somebody important. Wanted the best good we could afford. Alex, well, he was always a law unto himself. But look at the mess you made of your exams.
I tried, Dad. I really did. Latin, calculus, it wasn't in tune with my spirit. I wanted it to be, but it just wasn't inside me.
Music, that's inside you?
Yeah, I guess so.
Hope when you find a sweet black girl to settle down with, it's going to provide for your family. Doubt that it will. But this old top will still be good.
You know, you should come and hear us play down at Sonny Charles's club. We're there on Friday.
Mr. Issa wants me to go up to Miami to collect some things for his daughter's wedding. Big wedding, man. Expecting 500 guests. He asked me to remind you about playing.
No need to remind us. Mr. Alex, Mr. Issa might want to set us up in a club after he's heard us playing.
Me here for Issa? I wouldn't piss on him if he was on fire.
Thank you.
You made it hard for me not to. Alex, I shouldn't be here. If anybody find out...
What?
I just shouldn't, that's all. Now what?
I wanted to see you.
I'm getting married next week, Alex.
To one of your own?
Yes.
A Jew?
Yes.
Come away with me.
What?
I mean it. Now.
Now?
Yes.
Where would we go?
Anywhere. New York, Toronto, Paris.
There's a war. The Nazis have occupied Paris for the past 2 years. They're murdering Jews there.
I hate this island. People can't be people. You have to belong to the black tribe, Chinese tribe, white tribe, Indian tribe. That way, everybody knows their place, just like Martha wants it.
Alex, don't.
You're right. You better go.
Alex.
Go!
Who's there?
Come out, man! Come out now!
Take it easy, man.
It's you.
Who else? And you're lucky it's just me.
Just move, man.
Alex! Alex!
You can't stand there, Papa. Move up, man. Where you are, if you go? We don't care, man. We so you can't stand there.
It's all right, Pops. Sit down here.
Go on, then call it, boy. Why never get up before?
Well, listen, me never call
Alex,
it.
Alex, all right, all right. Come here. Want to fight somebody? Is that it? Want to get yourself killed? He's the wrong man, all right? I said, all right.
All right.
Fight somebody, fight me, man. Why didn't you tell me about Leah?
Tell you what? That I'm a damn fool?
You didn't have to tell me that.
Because you can't keep your mouth shut.
It hurts that you keep a thing like that from me. Me?
Your hurt?
Yes. I hurt bad. You're too good for her, man.
Tell that boss that isn't that.
You want me to tell him that? A pleasure. I'll go up right there now.
Look, man, it wouldn't tell.
No one. But I guess we won't be playing Leah's wedding after all.
Oh, leave me alone, man. Nobody can help me with this.
Howdy, Mrs. May. Nice and
I don't want to talk about it. That's it.
Are you out of your mind? Things are just starting to happen. We got another night at the club. People dig the music. And you go do something like this. I just
can't believe. Playing 2 gigs a week? That's your idea of making it? If you want to settle for that, then that's fine by me.
It's a start. Yes, I'm not going to end up dead fighting some war I don't know nothing about.
Look, Dad wanted to be a captain on an ocean liner, right? Right? Instead, he puts up and down 200 miles of coastline in an old riverboat, running groceries, coal, sugar cane. Is that what you want? Chop this place, crushes people, squeezes the dreams out of them, man. We used to talk about having the best band in the island.
Well, we almost deal with that one.
That is not good enough. I want to be the best wherever I am. I'm good enough. And if I'm not, I will be. Suppose you have to feel it in your bones, but you don't.
Oh, you know I don't. Because I don't fret about it if a minute like you. I feel it. But here, in this city, this island, what do I know about England? Nothing. That's why.
It doesn't affect you, man. I'm the one who's going.
You fellows not rehearsing tonight? Who's going where?
Away.
England.
England? You think you can just take off to England like that?
I've joined up.
Joined up?
For fight. For the British Army.
Fight? Fight? I can't get you to do a day's work and you're talking about joining up to fight. Why, what's the matter with you?
I'm not cut out for the sea, Dad.
Pops, I tried talking to him, but he won't listen.
Leave us alone, Lloyd.
No, I don't want to go.
Go on. No. Everything will be all right. Go on. Listen. The war in Europe is not our war, son. It's nothing to do with us. Folks like us were brought from Africa over 300 years ago in Spanish ships, in French ships, in British ships. White men from Europe killed one another for the privilege of dehumanizing the black man. 300 years later, we're still fighting the British for our freedom.
The Jew is free. Doesn't stop the Nazis hunting and killing him.
I didn't know you cared so much about the Jew. Sure, your mind isn't twisted over Mr. Issa's daughter. Issa told me, right after he told me, he wouldn't be giving me any more work.
I'm sorry, Dad.
Don't be. You went ahead. Did just what you wanted, as always. You happy doing that? Doesn't look so to me. Only thing that ever comes of a black fella getting too friendly with a Jewish son is disaster. Not on this island. Don't throw your life away, Alex.
I'm not doing it because of a girl, Dad. I have no life here.
What about the music? I was at Sonny Charles's on Saturday night. I was passing. You fellows were a big hit.
You didn't see anything.
What did you want me to say? I've sat out front on the veranda, listening to the two of you playing most evenings. My ears said yes, but my heart said no. But you've been getting better and better. Your mother would be pleased. If you don't want to work on the boat, that's all right. Play your music at the club.
One, two evening a week, parties, weddings. I want to play, Dad. Music. It's the only thing there is, and I can't do it here. The people here, they want Roman Coco music. This is a land of slaves, Dad. You got to be free to play. And there is so much inside me.
Yes, young man. Come to join up. Repel the Nazi bastards. They will be crawling all over these islands if we don't stop them in Europe. And we wouldn't want that, would we, son?
No. No, sir.
Name?
Wilmer. Lloyd Wilmer.
You did what?
Are you deaf? You never hear me? I said I join up.
Yes, I'm with you, man.
I'm coming with you.
Dad is going to...
He knows, I already tell him. He's already talking about burying us.
Why are you doing this, man?
Music, bro. Oh, we'll be over by the time they train us up for everything. Then we set ourselves up in London, play the best joints, get us a sweet little apartment, you know, somewhere near Buckingham Palace, couple of swanky sport cars.
Nothing should ever come between us.
I'm going to see nothing does, bro.
England. It was a different country then. You couldn't buy a drink in a pub for local fellas buying you one.
They were glad to see us. Jamaicans, Bajans, Trinidadians, Grenadians. We came to fight the Nazis. It was stars before we even played a note.
That wrong footed us almost straight off. And England was full of plenty temptations which led you down delightful paths you hadn't expected and from which you couldn't turn back.
Come on, Roy! This is the bloody army, not the bloody nunnery!
Sir! He means convent. Bloody convent.
Man, this guy's out to kill somebody.
Oh, he's surprised.
Wilma! Get your ass up that ramp now, sunshine! Otherwise I'll stick my boot up it! Move! Move! Move!
Yes, sir! Right away, sir!
Hey. How you doing, man?
You don't want to know. My body's so numb, I'm wondering if it's really mine, you know. I'm mugged in this shit hole looking at the ugliest guys I've ever seen. Then there's the cool man.
Hey, it's not so bad, man.
Whatever you got in your veins is not blood. I sit here on a Saturday night doing what? Nothing. That's what. I could be in downtown Kingston. Women like dirt. Yes, sir. Blowing a few numbers down at Sonny's club, you know?
Hi. Oh. I just want to say sorry about earlier on. If it hadn't been for me, Sarge wouldn't have jumped all over you.
Oh, that's all right, man. We are one big happy family.
Gerald.
Lloyd. And this is Alex.
All right.
You two are brothers, aren't you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is that you I've heard playing in the shed at the back?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You chaps are extraordinary. I've never heard anything like it.
Well, next time we should come in.
That's it.
Dear Lloyd, I hope your experience of England is not too harsh for you and Alex. Alex might be younger than you, but he has a more determined outlook on life. Too much so sometimes. The world is forgiving enough to allow our mistakes to become strengths. If a man is too headstrong, he won't see this. He thinks it betrays a fatal weakness. I wish I had provided you both with a stronger legacy. In the end, I gave you what little I had. A man rises slowly to the task of rearing children by himself.
My granny can shove you lot over this tiny hill with a withered tit, you sailor's pack of pansies. What are you?
Pansies.
Pansies, what?
Pansies, pansies, sir.
That's better, you utter frigging shambles. What are you?
Pansies, sir.
On the double, Wilma. Eat up your bloody frock.
Yes, sergeant.
Ryan! Ah, what do you think you're on? Your daddy's shot. What would you like me to do? Hold your hands, sweetheart. Get up, lad.
Dear Father, Yorkshire feels like the coldest place on earth. The war gets closer all the time. But the army's making good fighting men of us, and I'm sure we'll be ready when the time comes. Alex promises he'll write soon. I miss you. And you, old boat.
Yes, it's really humming.
Look at me, it's like Kingston on a Saturday night.
Nothing's like Kingston on a Saturday night. Good evening, ladies.
Good evening, private.
Polite?
To a fault. There's a place over there that looks like it might be worth a try.
I could begin to like this town.
You can't do that, man. You're a Kingstonian.
There's nothing that says a man can't like more than one town.
Is it what you expected? England, the army, all this?
No, I don't know what I expected. Came with an open mind. What about you?
Is it what I expected? No, I suppose not. Which suits me fine. I'm a prisoner of expectation, you see. My family have a highly inflated sense of their worth, which I'm destined to fall short of. I didn't think I'd be meeting you two for a start, so my luck must be changing.
Hey, hello, hello. Hello. What are you girls drinking?
Do I hear a joke?
Is something funny?
Where are you from, then?
Now, I could be from any place. Any place you like. Where do you think I come from?
Africa.
Africa? Me? No, try again.
Well, you're not American.
I could be, though. Anything for you, Beers.
Not in that uniform.
Hey, what's in a uniform? It wasn't born in it.
And you were.
I think we're wasting our time, chaps. I have an idea that these lovely girls are Yankee junkies.
We've just left some of them over there admiring each other's wopsies.
Well, you know, I'm really glad about that. Really, really glad. Those boys don't have any manners. Now, my name is Lloyd. This is Alex. And this is Gerald.
All right.
Hello. I'm Carol, and this is Vivian.
Right, right. What are you girls drinking?
Oh, we've got our drinks, thanks. Well, maybe just a sherry.
And you, princess?
Gin and tonic, thanks.
Right. So a sherry and a gin and tonic. Right. I'll be back soon. Then you can tell me why you walked out on your boyfriend over there.
Nothing to tell.
They all say that.
Apparently, there's a club on Mount Street which plays the devil's music. Heard a couple of Yanks talking about it at the
then
bar.
What are we doing here, man?
Oh, thanks.
No, you can't come.
No, come with us, no.
So, you really are musicians? Are you any good?
I told you she didn't believe us. The hottest thing next to sin. And we aim to show the world as soon as this war is over.
Shouldn't let a little thing like a war stand in the way.
Six beers for Scotches.
Keep 'em coming, Pops. It's the only action in this damn country.
Right.
I expect you've taken in all there is to see in the short time you've been here. Then it is a small country compared to the US of A.
Ain't that the truth?
Come on now, Jerry, let's get these drinks over. Hey,
black boy, mind your mouth when you hear white men talking.
Is he talking to me?
It's all right, Alex. I'm sure our friend here didn't mean any offense.
Oh, I meant plenty. Negroes ought to show respect. These y'all got here ain't like the ones we had back home.
You're not back home now. You're here with me.
I do believe this boy aims to whoop my ass.
That's right. Give me one reason why I shouldn't.
Alex, he's had too much to drink, and there's rather a lot of his friends around.
Say, bud, what do you think you're doing?
Yeah. It's all right, man. Some of these guys get a little excited when they leave their mama's frock tailing. That's so, boy.
Next time.
Oh, yeah.
Next time.
Sure. Next time.
Sure. Well, I guess your friend's pretty pissed off.
Yes, I would say that was a fair assessment. Are you always so obnoxious?
It depends. The name's Wayne.
Maybe we should go, Viv. I've got to iron my uniform for tomorrow morning as it is.
Oh, you've got a wonderful sense of adventure, you have. I thought you liked him.
I don't see what that has out to do with it.
You can't carry on like this, Carol. I know what's happened.
It happened to me. All right.
And you're going to change into a frack any minute. Loosen up, man.
Loosen up yourself. And in case you haven't noticed, I'm a she. A her. And I don't need you making fun of me. I've got to be at the hospital for six. I don't even know why I'm having to say this.
Look, I'm sorry.
Here we are.
I don't mind, but if Carol wants
what,
to
what, something wrong?
I have to go, honest. I'll just finish my drink, then I'll be off.
Well, alone? But would it be all right if I walk with you part of the way? I'm thinking strictly protection-wise.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, in their first ever appearance in Europe, the brothers Wilma from the sunny Caribbean will be joining the house band on stage.
I don't believe it.
You don't need no man.
They may be a little shy, so I want you to give them a big hand.
I better get him down from there.
No, why? Best supper I've had all night.
Thanks.
You serious?
I'm sure the girls would like to hear you play, especially as you've been telling them how good you are all night.
You're not still angry with me.
Wouldn't let you walk me home if I was.
Can you hear that?
What?
The sea.
course I can. Familiar enough round here.
No, no, no. It's always been here. But you've never heard it. I can tell.
I have ears.
You have to listen with your heart. Hear it. It's like a woman crying. Listen.
Oh. Is she happy or sad, this woman?
Oh, sad, man. Sorry, I shouldn't call you.
I don't mind.
I don't want to get on the wrong side of you again, you know. But it's just the way we speak back home.
Sometimes you feel you're on the right side, but you know you should be on the other side. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, man. Not exactly, but we're young, you know.
Tell me about this woman and the sea. You seem to know her terribly well.
Oh, some. It's the same almost everywhere you meet her. In America, in the Caribbean, in China. Her heart's breaking with all the guilty secrets of the world.
Is this the line you give all your girlfriends?
Girlfriends? Hey, that's good.
Girlfriend, then. Don't tell me you haven't got one, if not here at home.
The answer's no. I haven't got a girlfriend. Here or in the West Indies.
I'll be all right from here, thanks.
But there's nothing here. You don't...
I only live round the corner.
All right. I could walk you further.
This is just fine. Thanks. Good night.
Will I see you again?
Maybe, if you like.
Good night.
All right, stop you men! Now, are you all knackered?
Yes,
you miserable bunch! I want you to run to the top of that hill in 10 minutes! Right, go! Move it! Come on, move yourself! Get a move on! Lift up those feet! What do you think you're wearing? Coffee figures!
Lloyd, are you all right?
I don't know. I don't know what's the matter with me, huh?
You don't look so good.
I don't think...
You better wait here. I'll get Sarge.
And you're sure you've never experienced anything like this before?
No, never. Is there anything you can give me for it, sir?
I'm not sure there is.
Hey, Lloyd!
What did the doc say?
Oh, nothing much. Only that I've had it. Chronic asthma. I can mop out the toilets for the rest of the war, but nothing more.
Well, you'd be unlucky to get shot mopping out the toilets. That's a consolation of sorts.
I didn't come all this way to shovel shit, man!
Look, he'll be all right. Lloyd!
Hatton! Men, when you arrived here, you were a flabby bunch of civilian misfits. Since then, we've forged you into fighting men. Good soldiers, able to stand your ground against Hitler's best. We'll have an opportunity to see how good you are very soon. We leave for North Africa in 36 hours' time.
Dear father, when I was there with you in Kingston, I could only think of getting away. Anywhere would do. If you'd stopped me going, I'd never have forgiven you. But you knew that. You knew better than to stand between a crazy boy and his dream. I was afraid of staying behind, watching it growing smaller, tinier every day. We never really spoke the way we should have done. I missed the sound of Kingston, the women calling in the market, sweat glistening on their black skin. Life crying out around you. England buries her soul under heavy courts. It's a good place to be a musician because there's no defense against the music. You can shut your eyes, even your ears, but not your heart. Tomorrow, I leave for the front. Egypt, not Africa. Africa. A first in our family to fight. Nazis, Italians. The enemy I've never met. Pray for me. Your loving son, Alex.
They should be here already, man.
Are you sure this is the right corner?
Yes, man. Did they be here? Look.
Hello, darling.
Hello, darling, yourself. I can fit you in if you're really quick.
Not right now. Maybe later, you know?
Her husband's probably at the front. Don't make fun of her.
What makes you think I was joking?
Mind if I meet you chaps later at the Albatross? There's somebody I've got to see.
Somebody?
A friend.
She that ugly we haven't met before, huh?
On the contrary. On the contrary.
You know? What's the matter, man?
Nothing. What's the matter with you? You need a drink and some pussy. Won't find much of either where you're going, you know.
But I intend to come back.
Well, you better. People got the blues. The same people going to need our music to make them forget these bad times.
Hi.
All right.
Where's Jerry?
We're going to meet him at the club. Drink?
What have you two been up to? Looks like they decided to start without us.
Just goes to show how wrong you could be. Ready?
I've never seen you like this, Alex. What's got into you?
Watch the quiet ones, they say.
I can be really quiet, too.
I bet you can.
What's that smell? Oh, it's supposed to be Gerald.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, he's not here.
Well, we can see that. You know, maybe something better turn out.
Mistake's all yours, pal.
What's happening, Jerry, man?
Jerry, isn't there something we can do?
What? You couldn't do a thing, love. The army couldn't make a man of him, and you couldn't either. You could try, but I wouldn't hold your breath. Come on.
Bastards! Look, man, I need a refill.
So do I. Would you mind very much if we didn't go in?
No. We'll get another bottle. Come now?
Yes, man. Come, come.
You're coming live?
Yes, come on.
You've had enough.
Enough? Enough is when there's no more in the bottle. Go on, have some.
No, thanks. What is it? What's wrong?
It's nothing.
Is it me?
No.
Have you gone off me?
Girl, I didn't realize we had anything going anywhere. I don't know anything about you. I don't even know where you live. How much you trust me?
Before you, there was someone. A GI. I was living in London at the time. He said he'd written home to his folks about me. Then I got pregnant. I never saw him again. I rang up his base. They said there was nobody there called Joe Rossi. I decided to go down to his base, hoped I'd see him. Practically camped there for almost a week. After the fourth day, a jeep pulled up beside me. It was his commanding officer. He told me that that kind of thing happened all the time. He offered me money for an abortion. I couldn't. My dad took us back. I lost the baby at 12 weeks.
Carol, I'm so sorry.
Why should you be?
You know, I used to be able to make girls laugh.
Oh, I'm glad you're not going to fight.
I don't want anything to happen to you.
Nothing's going to happen to me now. Nothing. Not unless it's from your dad.
Oh, I wish there was more time.
Huh? What for?
This.
I had no idea. How does it go again? I remember this. You hear so soft. Lips.
Shh, don't talk.
I seem to have spent my whole life watching, waiting, shrinking in the big raw spaces in between moments like this.
Of that many?
Not enough.
How do you survive the bits in between?
I don't. If you hadn't come along by now, there'd be nothing left of me.
I'm serious.
So am I.
What about the music?
What about it? Oh.
Well, there's that, I suppose.
No, you're a bit frightening when you're playing. It's as if everyone's like ants at your feet.
That's because they are. Come here. I'll commit here so great.
I just do.
Will you wait for me?
Yeah, of course, silly.
Just made it. Looked like they were about to leave without me.
And I want to be out there with you.
Yeah, me know. You didn't trust me not to get my head blown off.
Hey. I joined out to make sure you didn't. But I don't want you to think that I'm finished, you know. I can still lick you, man.
Yeah, man, I don't know about that. That was before. I learned a few things since.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Keep safe, you.
I need you to pray for me, man. Because I'm scared, you know. Always have been. Ever since I can remember.
You! Scared, man, you're the most dangerous guy I know. I always had to watch my back after we had a fight, you know?
Before, life always seemed to be somewhere else. But now I realize it's right here, pressing in tight against me. Love you, man. Me gone!
Hey, I love you, you know? You keep safe.
It was very strange for a while without you. I suddenly realized we had never been apart before. We didn't write for a couple of months. It was like, without you, the world suddenly got very close. Towered up all around me.
I hear you're going up south.
Brighton. Never heard until this morning, you know?
Beats this hole. I'm even luckier. I'm leaving altogether. Apparently, I'm considered to be an undesirable. But I expect you've already heard that.
What is there to hear?
Quite a bit, I imagine. Most of it libelous, I'm sure.
I tried to get in to see you, but they said you weren't seeing visitors, you know?
I wasn't then. They offered me a dishonorable discharge. I thought, why not? Apart from my father, who's always held me in particularly low esteem, no one will miss me. The best thing that could have happened, really. I'm not really a man killer.
Makes two of us.
Any word from Alex?
Not yet.
I expect he's still settling in. I would have gone to fight, or be slaughtered, but I could only ever achieve a modest percentage of the things they expected of me. Once you set off trying to please everybody else, it all becomes a bit of a shambles, I'm afraid.
Don't owe me any explanations, man. It's cool, you know?
Is it? Oh, don't do this to me. Talk to me, Lloyd.
What do you want from me, Jerry?
Well, for one thing, honesty. Ironic, I know, prancing around like the Scarlet Pimpernel. Now, I like women. I like them very much. Usually more than I do men. But I don't love them. I can't. A part of me won't wear it. But it's part of me which doesn't affect our relationship. You and Alex, your music changed my life. It sounds ridiculous, I know.
No, ma'am, why should it? Your old man owns half of Ireland. What's that against two penniless darkies straight out of Kingston?
Darkies?
Look, I got a train to catch.
Keep the music alive.
Yeah, as soon as Alex gets back.
The people need it now. Look, here's my address in London. I expect you'll be too busy, but... well, keep in touch.
Dear Lloyd, we're in Italy. Them say travel broadens the mind, and it does if you have the right attitude. I was beginning to think I could be at home anywhere in the world until I lost my sacks to some thief in Ross. Now I'm not so sure. Tell Viv to write. A guy gets lonely out here.
What a mischief.
I told you not to bother me.
I couldn't help myself. Besides, I don't know when I'll see you again. Not sure that you'll want to.
You try and stop me.
Are you sure? I've made a mess of everything so far.
Not true, babes. Not true.
I'll come and see you in Brighton.
What about your dad?
I love you, Lloyd. That's all I know.
I'll be waiting real bad.
Hurry along now, please.
Your train.
Take care of yourself, honey.
Bye.
Viv.
Oh, Carol. Hello, Lloyd.
Come on, honey. One for the road.
I'll see you, all right?
Lloyd! Lloyd!
I thought of you, my brother. A long way from home. A long, long way from any place. Viv hanging from her yank's neck. Then I gave in to the rhythm of the train. Train stammering through the countryside. Through towns and villages it would take me the rest of my life to know. And England, not so very different from the West Indies where we grew up. With towns and villages like the separate islands. And although I didn't know it at the time, it was beginning to feel like home.
Eye eyes over there, oily lime bastards to the man. And this is the Gestapo. Don't give him anything but the butt of your rifle.
Hello, private. Welcome to our wonderful holiday camp.
Get back in your cage, Fritz.
As ever, Corporal, the soul of civility.
Shut it! Unless you want to spend the night in solitary.
Adieu.
Don't you ever, and I mean ever, do that again.
What?
Give him an inch and he'll have your guts for garters.
I was only trying...
What were you trying to do?
Well, you seem friendly enough. I just thought
Look,
that I would...
don't. That was your first mistake. Watch the bastards. That's what you're here for. Not to think. That's what Fritz there does. All day long, sits thinking, how am I going to get out of here? Your job is to make sure he doesn't.
Dear Lloyd, it's hot. We lost two fellas yesterday just outside Benghazi. Fried alive in their jeep. Africa's the hottest place on earth. The Arabs don't care much for us. They want the country to themselves and they're welcome to it. I can now swear in three languages, not that you have such problems. Just about recovered from losing my sacks. I've written us a couple of numbers for when we get to shore on the road. Are you and Carol still going strong? Have you heard anything of Vivian? I've written to her a couple of letters, but so far no reply.
Dear Alex, don't moan about the weather, man. The rain's been falling here for the past 2 weeks, non-stop. I'm in Brighton. It's supposed to be warmer than Yorkshire. Brother man, it's colder, and it's only autumn. So, it's too hot for you, huh? That's a problem I'd love to have. More fun than tending POWs, I can tell you. I haven't seen Carol in almost 2 months. And I've only had one letter from her. So, don't be surprised if you haven't heard from Viv, you know. No mention of the girls in your letter, man. Eh? How are the camels?
He thinks the world of himself.
Ah, good morning, Private Wilmer.
Morning, Captain Kruger.
Have you encountered such purity before?
Bach.
Excellent. Over.
Bach was my mother's favorite composer. Never did much for me personally.
Only a partial Philistine, then. Your friend, however, is beyond him.
You'd never think we were the ones holding the keys to listen to him.
And what's your preference, Private Wilmer, in music?
Jazz, from America.
Yeah, well, you would, wouldn't you, Count? Don't get too friendly with him. He's personally killed 100 Jews with his bare hands. Imagine what he'd do to a spade.
A spade?
Oh, you know. Just an expression. No offence.
Excuse me, sir. The 10 o'clock from London. Has it come in yet?
10 minutes ago.
Thanks.
Hello.
Carol! I'm late. I had a run-in with the corporal. He wanted to take me drinking to make a man of me. Make a man of me! It was touch and go, nearly never made it at all.
So you didn't miss me then?
Maybe we need some place real quiet just for me to tell you how much. Oh. I love you.
Hello, Lloyd.
Cherry! What are you doing here?
You never gave me a chance to tell you. Jerry's visiting up north. He gave us a lift down. He's bought himself a posh car.
Not so posh, really.
Right. Rum, bitter, and the deadliest gin for me.
Jerry.
It won't be long. Wonderful seeing you chaps again. Oh. Don't go away.
You don't mind Jerry tagging along, do you?
No, no, of course not.
Good.
I missed you in our babes.
Had any sense you wouldn't.
Why is that? Is there something happened I should know about?
Oh.
Have you been seeing somebody else?
No. My dad found out about us.
Oh, so I exist. It doesn't feel so bad.
Oh.
Maybe it's wrong, but I've always felt this way about myself.
Oh, sorry. I didn't want to upset them. It took a long time for me dad to come round after I got pregnant.
And of course, now you're going out with a black man, eh? That's so much worse.
Lloyd.
Here we are. Cheers.
Excuse me.
Cheers.
Lover's tiff?
Never mind, never mind. So, how's London?
Oh, fabulous.
That bad, eh?
Well, they've still got more jazz clubs than any place outside the States. You can listen to the devil music any night of the week in as many different joints.
Is this the same Jerry?
You better believe it.
What do you do with your time, man? Spend that as money?
Ah, unfortunately, no. After that business in Yorkshire, I was excommunicated.
Sounds painful.
Well, for all of a week, then I discovered it was the best thing that could have happened to me. Actually, I scratch a living managing a few musicians.
You're serious?
They're not all terribly good, but... But look, take a look around. People are the same in London. They're miserable, burdened down with the war. Fear. They need a little light in their lives.
Oh, don't be all, Jerry.
You have it. Unless you let it dwindle away.
I haven't played anything for months.
Just bumped into the guy heading up the band. His horn player's got a bad bout of the flu. I suggested you might be able to help out.
I don't know. I'm not in the mood to entertain. That's not what I'm here for.
Not in the mood for much, by the looks of you.
Well, there's a few bob in it for you, if it makes any difference.
Thank goodness, thought you'd forgotten how to laugh as well.
I'm sorry, babes. And what's in it for you?
A small commission, nothing much.
Dear Lloyd, I'm fairly certain that I have shed blood before now. I'm a good shot. But it's different firing off around in a skirmish with other people firing as well. The sight of another man's panic in the distance spurs you on. the mess of your own hot embarrassment wriggling before you isn't the same. Yesterday, I made my first solo kill. Watched him bobbing up and down behind a clump of bushes. A gentle squeeze of the trigger, like stroking the keys on the horn, and he was jigging before me for an eternity, as though I was on the underside of a blazing riff. That was yesterday. Today, I wiped a kid's brains off my boots. He was from Durham. I scarcely understood a word he said, but he was funny, always cracking jokes. I've written a tune about him. I've got too many to count now. Can't wait for us to be playing together again, man. We're going to be big. I can feel. No word from Viv. She's probably got another fella by now, and you're afraid to tell me. Don't, if it make you feel better. There's no real reason why she should wait. That night, before I left, above the cliffs, she probably felt sorry for me. Maybe she was even a little afraid herself. The way we were when Dad sailed to Venezuela, Suriname, when we were kids, thinking the world's going to change forever. Keep writing. Your letters them keep me seeing.
Wanted you so much it hurt.
It didn't look like it earlier on.
Are you still angry with me?
Maybe. I was dying to see you. Why'd you have to go and spoil it?
I couldn't help it. I guess I'm not the best company right now, you know. It's as simple as that.
What you said earlier about being who you were, the same applies to me. It just means we've got to work at it. It's going to take Mum and Dad a bit longer.
Like, I've been thinking. I'm not sure about any of this, you know? I don't need this. This thing, your mother and your father. Look.
What?
Come the end of the war, I don't know how long Alex and me will be around, you know? He's going to need some help and... Well, let's face it, you know, you've got to look out for your folks.
You're trying to give me the brush off.
All I'm saying is, let's just take it as it is.
Why didn't you tell me that before?
Before? Oh, you mean before what just happened here? We both wanted to, so we did. Figured it was mutual, as you're an experienced woman.
You.
Yeah? Go on, say it.
Let me go.
Say it.
No.
Go on, say it.
Bastard!
All of it!
You black bastard!
Good to let that kind of stuff hang out, man. Look at me. Always cheerful. Look, you better go.
I will. But you've got to tell me one thing first.
Go on, anything, babes.
Did you feel anything for me?
Too much. For weeks I've been here aching to see you. And when I do, it's not all of you. There's a piece of you I can't have. Until I can prove that I'm worthy. I can't spend the time for that crap, babes. I got plans. Me and Alex, you know, war will be over soon. I aim to have my own band, the best in the country. We're good, you know. We are so good.
All I want is to love you, Lloyd. I don't care if you never become a hotshot band leader. That's not what I want.
Well, it's what I want.
Is it? Or is it what Alex wants? Oh, Lloyd. Oh, Lloyd. Oh, it's all right, darling. Honest. Shh.
So, all gone, Carol. I can't fight everybody. Nobody. Which is why I'm here. Minding
Granny and Granddad, little Peter and Jane. Home front. Even that I ain't so hot on. All I can do is stop the crouch and the eye ties at the camp getting inside my head. The other fellas think I'm too soft on them. They reckon I should just give them a hard time. They got people out there, you know, fighting in the fields. In enemy POW camps. God, I hope I'm right and they're wrong. I hope they get Alex. They treat him right. The chances are they won't. Can't never tell what the enemy's gonna do, you know? Don't you see, babes? I can't take on your folks as well.
I won't make any more excuses for my parents, Lloyd. I'm here because I wanna be.
Oh, let's just keep it simple.
Don't push me away, Lloyd. It's not simple. All the way down here, I wanted you. I wanted it to be like the first time. It never happened. There'd never been anyone else. I go to sleep with you on my mind. I wake up with you still there. Don't push me away, Lloyd.
Carol, look, I just...
It's not easy for me either, and I haven't got any excuse this time. Oh, I should know better.
Oh, God.
You will write.
I think about it.
Oh, you! I'll turn up uninvited if you don't.
You promise?
Why?
Jerry!
Yeah, we thought you'd gone.
What is it they say about the best laid plans? Oh, better hop on.
Hey, what happened to your wheels, man?
Oh, a bit of a mishap. Lost the ruddy car over a hand of poker.
Oh, Jerry!
Oh, so long.
Hey, next time you're in town, look me up. Hadn't played a note for months till you showed up.
My pleasure.
Keep safe.
I will. I've got you to think of now. Goodbye.
Bye.
People laughed at Joplin when he first played this stuff.
They're very impressive.
Oh, do you mind? I landed badly from the parachute. My back's never been the same since.
Oh, go on.
Rather careless, leaving your wife lying around.
Hey, Fritz, man, you know.
You never know whose hands it might end up in. Catch. Now, let me play you something.
Congratulations, Wilmer. You're off to Greenock tomorrow, fishing our boys out of the drink.
Greenock?
Yeah, make a man of you. I've heard they're in a bit of a mess when they picked up.
Right. Can't wait. Why me?
Luck, pure and simple. We'll miss you, Wilmer. No more knees out with the prisoners. Your mate Fritz will be upset. He was beginning to think this was a real home from home with you around.
Oh, yeah. I am. A girlfriend of yours, Wilmer. You know, the Yorkie lass. Leave us a number, will you? Won't have much of an appetite for anything after the first mission or two.
We've won! It's over! Well, see that, Wilmer? It's out of the war! It's out!
I saw things that day I still don't understand. Though from time to time I still feel small spasms, you know. I don't know why. Even after all that time. We were laughing and we were crying. Standing under rubble and the corpses of loved ones. The enemy we no longer feared but hadn't learned to forgive. The old man crying and laughing. It was a magical time. For hours, days, anything was possible. Hello, Mrs. Fulwell?
Yes?
My name's Wilmer. Lloyd Wilmer. Your daughter, Carol, might have mentioned me.
Carol's all we've got, Mr. Wilmer.
Call me Lloyd, sir.
Lloyd.
I understand, sir, but you see, I love her. And I think she loves me. Well, with the war over, there's no reason for us to be apart.
Yeah, well, other things kept people apart before the war.
I appreciate that, sir. But I would like your permission to marry Carol.
Well, that's all very well, but how do you intend to support her? Where will you
Dad,
live?
You left your paper outside and it's starting to rain.
Hello, Carol.
You're just in time, love. Your Mr. Wilmer has such nice manners.
Alex! Heaven! Look at you! Look at you!
Hey, look at you! Carol!
Oh, welcome home, Alex!
That alone was worth waiting for.
Welcome home! You see something, the man? Good to see you! And people here love you, man. We love him, don't we, babe?
Yeah. So you love me. Good. I love you, too. Everybody loves everybody.
Let's get a drink, man.
Yeah, man. Is this it?
What?
This is the full reception.
Viv's married. Sorry, Alex. She married a Yank. We left last week for the States.
Yeah? Oh, well. And Jerry? How's Jerry doing?
Oh, great, man. Yeah. Jerry's doing great. We got some action lined up for you, man. He's expecting you.
Yeah, all right, come now. Come on.
Pablo, your finest champagne. This man is a war hero.
I can't believe it to see him. I used to whoop his ass back home, you know. Now he's a war hero.
You want to try it now?
Hey, hear this. Hear this. This could be premeditated, you know, manslaughter. No, murder. Revenge. Keep him away from me, Carol. This man wants to make you a widow before the month's up.
Widow? Have I missed something? You married?
Yeah, of course we're married. Didn't you get my letter?
No.
Well, today makes 2 months.
Mr. Great Splash, we downed your share. You would have been proud of us.
Sorry, I missed it.
We're sorry too.
You know, nothing else for it under the circumstances.
Lloyd!
Okay.
Hey. How long did you guys say you've been married? You're like a couple of old-timers.
But have you told him about this place?
I work here.
You work here? Doing what?
With the house, man. There's some pretty good fellas too, you know.
I think there might be an opening for a good horn player.
My head. What are you doing up so early, man?
Got used to getting by on a little sleep while I was away.
And nothing else to do when you're back on CB Street, you know. It takes time. You have to get back to normal. You all right? Yeah, man, have some of this.
No.
It helps the head.
I'm all right. Can't get over you. Married.
Yeah? Well, you know, she's okay, you know. She's special.
She must be. I remember you telling 6 chicks on the same afternoon they were all special.
Well, this is different, man. We were going to anywhere, then bingo. An addition of 1 to the Windmer clan. So we brought it forward. You would have been there on my right-hand side, you know, man.
Does Dad know?
Yeah.
That she's white?
No, not that part, no.
I hope you get round to telling him soon. In case he decides to pay a surprise visit, see his grandchild. I don't have to remind you on his views about black and white getting together. Leah and I weren't even married.
Hey, what is this? Yes, I'm going to tell him. And he's going to have to deal with it. You're grown men now, man. Men. All that shit you used to talk about. Marcus Garvey. Africa for the Africans. That stuff doesn't mean anything anymore. You were on African soil fighting alongside white men. Killing other white men.
Sounds like you've come home, man.
The government says we can stay. If we want. I'm married with a kid on the way. Got a regular job at the club. You can't do that in Kingston. I thought you'd be all for it, you know.
Sure, man, I am.
Sure? So there's no problem then?
Sure. A lot of things have happened. Things have changed.
Not between us, brother. Not between us. We're stepping up.
Thank you.
Quite extraordinary.
That's quite a talent you've got there, Jerry. Hold on to him. Alex! That's just incredible.
Thank you, sir.
Bobby, call me Bobby. Now, let me buy you a drink, eh?
The man's pleased.
I'd never seen him play like that before. He was so tough. Mean. Gentle. Fiery. He changed.
Next week we've got two dates in Blackpool and Preston.
Good morning, Maria.
Are they good giants?
Of course they're good giants, man.
Jerry?
I think so, yeah.
Look, I'm fed up with the shit all of them you keep on booking us into, man. The guys with their faces shoved into a jug or a pair of tits. Could be a bunch of pullers up on the stage half the time.
Don't let the boss man know. Pullers are cheaper, man.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, careful, dear. She's not a sack of coal.
Oh, she's all right. Ah, you love. It's not the first time I put a tot in a swing, woman.
Are you sure about leaving the club?
They weren't paying us what they should, you know? We're the best act they've ever had. We're sold out most nights. Don't worry, we're covered. The record didn't do all that bad, you know? We got dates for next month. Hey. And Jerry's trying to get us on the BBC. Can you imagine that?
I try not to sometimes. One minute it's a hit record, which isn't quite a hit. Next it's the BBC. I never know where you're up to. Oh,
don't worry.
Well, somebody has to. How's Alex?
Great. Yeah, well, you know, all right. He just never stops. Trying to make up for all the lost time. And who can blame him?
He's not been to see us since Laura was born. Is everything all right between you two?
Yes. He's a busy man. Much in demand. By the damsels and such like.
Are you sure that's all it is?
Of course it is, babes. What else could it be?
Oh, I don't know. He just seems different somehow.
I say he's different. He's in demand. Unlike me. You see the chicks he pulls? I'm not complaining, babe.
Sounds like it.
You're wrong. I'm happy with what I've got.
Now let me wipe your mucky face. The boys won't fancy you at all like this.
I hope she's more than boys on her mind just now.
What would you have done if they'd said no to you?
They couldn't. I'd already made up my mind to charm them to bed.
I can't feel my face, man. It's gone.
What will it be, Scott?
Yeah, bigger the better. And see if them have anything to eat.
I don't know why you didn't eat earlier, you know. You need to look after yourself, Alex.
Yeah, man, I know. But I'm not as lucky as you. We'll have no one to do it for me.
You're spoiled for choice, man. That's your problem.
Hey, how come you text so long, man?
I just gave Carol a quick call. Laura's got chicken pox.
We had that about the same time, remember?
Sure you don't want some?
No, I'm okay.
Go on now, it's good.
I'm fine. Have to watch me wait, you know? Look at this.
Hello, Alex.
Hello yourself.
Can I buy you that drink later?
Look forward to it.
Bye.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. You like her?
Of course I like her.
I put in a word for you.
She's beautiful.
Her name's Jenny, and you like her, man.
Look, look, I'm a married man.
Look, let me call her over.
No, 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 only for you, not for me.
Look, me and her agreed to be friends.
Friends?
Mm-hmm. She knows where to find me.
Well, is that the way it's done these days?
That was crap.
Eve, the punters loved it.
Anybody for a drink?
The chaps will meet you in the bar. Spot you all round. Look, they were a little loose around the middle section, but they'll
But they are crap in it. How many times do you want me to see them?
Alex, these guys are decent musicians. They played with some of the best...
I don't want decent musicians. I want the best. Cha.
All right, Alex.
Stop it! Stop it!
Get out!
See yourself.
Alex, you all right in there?
Get out.
You're freaky, do you know that?
Excuse me. You having a party? You mind if...
Help yourself, man.
What happened to your girlfriend?
She's a mistake.
Alex, man, sooner or later they all are with you. You're gonna burn yourself out, man. You just need somebody to look after you.
Like Carol, you mean? Someone to tell me when to change my underpants. Let me help out with the baby when I'm knackered from being on the road.
Alex! Leave my family out of it.
Your family? I thought I was your family.
You know what I mean, man. Just leave them out of it.
Carol's got you all muddled up, man. She wants a money machine, that's all. And where she can keep her beady eye on you all the time. And you're happy because you think she's special? Must be below the waist, brother. Otherwise... I deserve that. You spilled your drink. Let me get you another one.
No, no. Listen, brother. I shouldn't have done that.
No, man. Come on, man. Here you go. Go on.
I'm sorry, man.
It's cool, brother. You know what? I think... We should do a Caribbean tour. Go and see the old man. He's always asking when we're coming to see him. You know what? Get Gerald to organize a few gigs in Ocho Rios, Port Antonio.
It's difficult. Gerald's...
Pregnant?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Alex, man, you must come round to see us.
Well, I just...
Before the second one is born.
Lloyd, could you get her? My hands are covered in flour.
You get her.
What?
I'll get her a drink.
I don't know.
Hey, look, it's easy. Just put up your hand and lift your knees.
She gone off to sleep.
Hey, man, you must have the magic touch, you know?
Yeah, man. Look, take her. She have a fit.
Give her to me.
Here comes the cavalry, darling.
She's not very good with strangers.
Strange kid. How does she expect to get to know people?
She's come round more often. Oh, darling. Look her. Mommy's here.
Oh, she's all right, you know. She's just hungry, you know.
Excuse me.
I talked to Jerry about the tour.
Yeah?
Yeah, man. Got real excited about it. He's into it now. Attracting a lot of interest that side, you know? You thought any more about it? A couple of months of romance, hon, could make a man out of you.
I can, you know. Carol's been ill.
You mean the pregnancy?
Yeah. Plus looking after the young one, you know. He's getting on top of her.
Shame.
We could hold out this tour for a while, you know. We don't have to go right now.
When then? What, when Carol says it's all right for you to go? This tour could do us a lot of good, man. We need to keep going. Don't allow ourselves to get soft. And you're looking decidedly flabby, too. I can't afford it, personally.
What you saying, man?
I've got things I want to do. And you're not in a position to help me with them like you said you would.
But,
so, I'm going to have to do them on my own. That is what I'm saying.
When you were away, up to your ass in gum shit, I was the one who made it possible for you to walk straight into a fight fist bang. Straight in as if you had been away on a day trip to Brighton. You know, people have been talking to me about you, but I wasn't listening.
Talking about what?
You, man. Talking about the way you want to give everybody a hard time. Your head too big for the door.
Then it must be true, then. People say it is. Look, man, tell Carol I'm sorry I can't stay for dinner.
Look, you're not serious about this, man.
I'm ready for this, man. This is my time. Could have been our time. But you... you're all used up.
He's gone. He's gone. You want a drink?
No. Why? Why is he gone? What happened? The dinner's almost ready.
Never mind. We're going to need it, girl. Make it serve as long as you can. He's decided to go solo.
What do you mean?
Like a stupid woman solo by himself. Without me. Or any other band, probably.
But the two of you...
Don't say the two of us. Just stop saying it. It's only him. Always been him. Always. Nobody else can play like that. Are you sure you don't want one?
No.
Better suit yourself.
You shouldn't be drinking so much.
Just, you're so close. Almost there.
Oh. You must talk to him. I'm sure you'll be able to sort it out.
I just can't anymore.
Cara.
Hello, Alex. Is this a bad time?
No. It's a surprise, that's all. I mean, if I'd known you was coming, I'd have tidied up a little bit. Come in, come in.
Don't worry, I'm not squeamish.
Okay. I can't say I didn't warn you. Place is a dump.
Nice flat.
Drink?
Oh, I'm all right.
Sherry?
I'm all right. Thank you. Nice view. Nice flat.
Your first time here. You need to get out more, man.
Do I?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so.
Yes, well... I'd like to, but it's not always possible.
Don't neglect yourself.
Feel it sometimes. Is it so obvious?
Used to be a real... Sorry. I shouldn't be saying this rubbish.
What's happened between you and Lloyd?
Nothing's happened. Well, I'm telling you something happened. What did he say?
You've left the band.
Well, yeah, man, that's true. You know, time for a change. But the band's is, though. Lloyd had most of those guys on before I came along, and they'll be with him now that I have left.
But why? It all happened so quickly. He's been so miserable since... Sorry.
Yeah, man. Drink this. Vodka does that at first, then it's fine.
Oh.
I don't see what he have to be miserable about. In my view.
Oh, it makes me feel
I'm like a stone round his neck.
Thought that the first time I saw you, that you'd be a stone around any man's neck. A precious one.
You make him full of me.
No, man. I could never do that.
I shouldn't have any more of this. I just don't know what's got into him. He doesn't talk to me. He's always at the kids. I don't know. He's like... Sometimes it's like he's possessed. I don't know him anymore.
Did he do this? Is this how you got this mark on your face?
Please, I'd better go.
Stay with me, man.
No, stop it, Alex.
I will look after you better than he can.
He said he was going to kill you.
Oh, right. Is that why you've come?
Didn't know what else to do. You hurt him, Alex. Badly.
Steer. What I said just now, I meant it. He said you were special. I see that now. I always choose the wrong woman. Steer with me.
You don't want me. You want to punish Lloyd. I've seen what you've done to him. If you can do that to him, how could any woman trust you? You're not capable of love.
No. I'd like to be.
Goodbye, Alex.
You're going on so you can knock you about some more? He's a man who has lost his dreams, Carol. He's not taking you any place but down.
He's moved on. He's got other dreams. Dreams we share together.
A year or so later, the gigs dried up. Carol took a job in the laundry until Mike was born. He reminded me of you. I got a job at the post office. We sorted ourselves out, you know. We have a nice family. More colored fellows who had gone back to the Caribbean after the war came back for jobs. Some on the transport, some on the hospitals, in the post office. It helped having a few more dark faces about. Now there's so many it's boring. The music, it slipped away from me. I heard your music on the radio. In too many places. Ice and fire. Sizzling on a cool Caribbean breeze. It overwhelmed me. Watching you chase that dream, I couldn't reach you. You were like a beautiful comet against a black winter sky. And you were gone. Alex, I was glad to have shared those dreams with you for a while.
Lloyd. Come on, love. Everyone's gone.
Just saying goodbye to the boy, that's all.
In The Brothers Wilbur, you heard David Harwood as Lloyd and Clarence Smith as Alex. Emma Chambers was Carol. Joseph Bennett played Gerald. Louis Mahoney, the boy's father. Anton Phillips, Miss Dessa. Vivienne Rochester, Leah, and Julia Ford, Viv. Other parts were played by Francis Jeter, Malcolm Ward, John Badley, Peter Kenny, and Robert McCluley. Original music was composed and played by Steve Buckley and Chris Batchelor. The Brothers Wilmer was written by Tony Dennis and directed by Anne Edivine.